Tell me about it, I said. Get him going, I thought. Make him talk about it. Make him use up time until Hammond returned and... What, distracted Bischoff? Yes, maybe. Distracted him just long enough for me to... You don't think I made sure the drug is safe before I used it? Bischoff asked. Bish, you're pointing a 44 Magnum revolver at my head. It's the sanest thing I've ever done. Not from my point of view. That's the point, isn't it? You don't have a point of view. What do you mean? I asked. You don't remember. He was becoming more agitated. The gun was still pointed at me. In a macabre dance of minutia, I counted the bullets exposed in the revolver cylinder. What don't I remember? I asked, now far more softly, my eyes moving from one bullet to the next, counting all but the one in the chamber and the one unseen at the bottom of the cylinder, hid by the gun frame. Four bullets, each resting in its own miniature nuke silo, each waiting. What don't I remember? I asked again, this time even more gently, almost a whisper. Tell me. What happened before? What happened before? Yes. Tell me. Before when?
Before, he bellowed. Before this. Before now. In the life we had before.
I looked up from the 44 Magnum in his hand. His face was red with rage. What his sane mind would deny, his enraged emotions had to admit. Yes, he was crazy. He had to be crazy. Past life? A life where I wronged him somehow? How could that be? Tell me what I did, I urged. How did I harm you? His body was trembling, I saw. When had that happened? I was provoking a crazy man armed with a 44 Magnum revolver by asking him what had to seem to him irrelevant questions. It didn't matter how I'd hurt him in some previous life, it only mattered that I had. Bischoff's body slid from the table, his feet touched the floor, toes first, the heels, as if he were unsure of himself. He charged me so quickly the barrel of the weapon was at my brow before I could even move an inch. Or maybe I was incapable of movement and wasn't aware of it. The rim of the barrel felt cold to my flesh. Cold as a blade taken from the freezer. Cold steel. I knew the gun wasn't cold, but merely room temperature. It was I who was cold. Bischoff cocked the weapon.
Bish, think of what you're doing.
I was almost pleading. No, the truth is, I was pleading. I didn't want to die. I was amazingly successful on my own terms. I had money, freedom, and good health. I had everything. And this crazed, glorified pharmacist was about to take it all away, everything I had, and my life, too, because of a drug he'd created and abused in the same swift motion.
It's okay, Bischoff said, almost consolingly. You'll be back. No, I won't. Bish, listen, you're about to kill me, goddammit. I don't want to die, and you don't want to be a murderer.
Bischoff chortled maniacally.
Now that's a laugh, he said, coming from you. What if you're wrong? I shouted. What if you're wrong? Do the tests, Bish. Let's put the drug through the trials. If the results prove...
Bischoff stepped back as if he didn't want the blood spatter from my exploding flesh to get on him. I knew I was seconds, maybe only a second, from having my consciousness flung all around the room in a blast of gray matter, bone, blood, and vessels. I saw his finger squeeze the trigger.
Don't!
Vanessa screamed from the doorway. And then, in a softer voice, as if we were all old chums, "Please don't."